have to deal with the resources we have, and we have to deal with the high-risk individuals. And the high-risk individuals in this situation would be the close family members and other close contacts. The risk for, in this situation, for the other patients was very low, and that's why we're getting around to it now.
Okay, but a person who may have been in a bed next to this person, who may have been very sick at the time, like this individual presumably was, he thinks he may have been in the same unit as the individual, this man's in his 70s,
yes.
In with a stomach problem. Wouldn't it be normal for that person to have been contacted before now, 3 months later, to be told somebody in your room, possibly when you were in hospital,
no,
had TB?
No, if we thought there was a big risk, that individual, we'd have contacted them sooner.
Right.
Because we think it's a low risk, we're contacting them now, and we're doing the screening because it's part of our normal program, but we do not expect to find any cases of TB among that group. Where we expect to find cases would be among family members,
okay.
Social contacts, work contacts, and that's the people we concentrated on initially.
And has anybody shown up with symptoms?
I'm not going to comment on any individual case in terms of clinical matters and that, but when we screen contacts, we occasionally find other people with TB among the close contacts.